Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're with me because we got Scott Swedenberg back on the show. Scott is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the CEO of Mail Enterprises, the author of Lessons from a Mama's Boy, and as I said, a longtime Brain Trust member, one of our top marketing experts in the Brain Trust, and he's our good friend, Scott Swedenberg. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you so much. It's always great to be on the show. I always learn a lot coming on.
It's good to have you here. Now you've been out there with your ear to the ground and your finger on the pulse of the marketplace. And you know, I've been telling my audience now for a year and a half that we've had some paradigm shifts in the last little while, and that where we're going is not the marketplace we're heading off into is not going to look very much like the one we've left. What are you seeing out there? What do you think?
Oh, I definitely agree. I'm telling the people when I'm speaking or going around meeting with customers and helping them, it's changing, and now's the time. We always thought about investing in our business, but I'm telling people it's time to start investing in your customers, which is really ultimately investing in your business, but it's time to start putting them first as opposed to thinking just about your business.
Right. Well, there's no question about it, and see, one of the things, Scott, you and I haven't talked about this, but one of the projects I'm working on right now is what I'm calling the age of the customer. We have left the age of the seller, and we're now in the age of the customer. And what that means is the customer is now in complete control. They not only have the buying decision, they also have the information they need.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. We definitely have to start saying they're the ones we key everything off of, not the product we want to sell or the service we want to offer, but it's what's important to them. What do they want as customers? And that's how we determine what we'll be providing in the future.
Don't we also have to presume when we actually make contact, either electronically or by phone or in person, don't we have to presume that this customer knows more about what we sell than any customer in the past ever did, and presume that we can start the relationship at a little higher level? What do you think?
Oh, we have to do that. Number one, I mean, we can just take ourselves, for example. Now when I go to buy an airline ticket, when I do anything, I still may call somebody, but before I ever call them, I spend a lot of time online, talking to friends,
doing the research,
and know exactly what I want. Now, I may still call an individual and talk to them about it, but I'm much more informed than I ever have been. And customers are the same way, no matter what the product or service
right,
might be.
Right, exactly. And so that changes the way we market. That changes the way we hire and deploy our sales force, the way we train our people, doesn't it? It changes all that, doesn't it?
Oh, it definitely does. One of the things that I'm really talking to people, they've got to go back and start listening again. And I say the first step in really investing in your customers is begin to listen again. Start asking them questions. What is it about our product you like? How would you like us to communicate with you?
Right.
What is it you're looking for? And as we begin to ask those questions, we can have a much better understanding of what it is they want as opposed to us going out and saying, here's what we're going to offer, and not listening to them.
Right. Well, and what you just described is the language of community building.
Oh, definitely.
And that's the future, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's
not just thinking of a customer as being just a person out there, but as being but inviting them to be part of your community.
That's right. And understanding you've got a lot of different customers with a lot of different needs, and not each one is the same, but they're all part of that community. And you've got to understand you've got different segments within that community that you have to understand and know what it is that they want.
And the beauty of what's going on right now is that we have the technology that will allow you to segment those different customers in those communities.
Oh, definitely. I mean, one of the biggest mistakes I see, and I mean, I think this is a funny example, My sweet wife, Kathy, had one of those special birthdays that we all have in life.
Yeah, 30 years old. 30, huh? That's great.
Well, I wish that was the case for her.
You'd be sure to tell her I said that, though.
Yes, and she got a number of different pieces in the mail from organizations,
We
all do when we turn 50.
Oh, no, not that one.
And one of them, though, not to that particular one, but another one sent something, and on the outside it said senior benefits.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I saw her throwing it away. And
she didn't even open it up, did she?
You're exactly right.
She tore it in half and set it on fire, didn't she?
She said, because they're not marketing to me. They're not. This isn't for me. My mother's a senior.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's the trouble is that company decided anyone from 50 to 100 is a senior.
Right.
And that's not the case. I mean, Kathy looks at her mom as being the senior,
right,
and just being 50,
right,
she's nowhere close to being a senior.
And I can sure see how indignant she would be when they sent that 10 years early, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Right? but you're right. I mean, and so basically, what they did was they used 20th century age of the seller marketing tactics.
Exactly.
Instead of 21st century age of the customer marketing tactics.
Exactly.
And
they had
a
product and they just sent it to everyone.
All they had to do was to say, okay, let's make sure that we segment the people who are 50, the people who are 60, people who are 70, because how bonehead is it to think that they could send a woman who's just turned 50 something with about a senior discount and get away with it? That's pretty bonehead, isn't it?
It really is.
So,
and I mean, it turned her off, and she would never work with that company at all.
The question then is, folks, I know you're laughing about this. You're snickering about the story that Scott's telling. But guess what? There's a pretty good chance you're doing the same thing. Right, Scott?
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's people out there, and they don't realize the impact it has on customers. Because, you know, you were laughing about the other company. She got that same mailing, and I saw the little card, and it said, you can use this to get a discount at restaurants and hotels. And she said, I'll pay double before I pull out and use that card somewhere.
She sounds like me. That's pretty funny.
But, I mean, it's really, that's the way our customers are. And if we just treat them like, you know, some big group without realizing there's a lot of different segments that are very particular about how they want to be treated.
Absolutely. Hey, Scott, give us your website, please.
It's scottswedenburg.com.
SwedenburgB.com. Scott with two T's. Hey, Scott, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassing, again, the Small Business Advocate. I promise we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.